Option A, 5th of March 2019, Tuesday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be a double light angel who remains free from the attraction of old sanskars and relationships of the old world. May you be a double light angel who remains free from the attraction of old sanskars and relationships of the old world. To be an angel means to be free from any attraction of the old world, not to be attracted by any relationship, neither of your body nor any bodily person or position. In the same way, you have to be free from the attraction of the old sanskars. Let there not be any attraction to sanskars in any form of thought, attitude, or words. When you have become free from all attractions, that is, from wasting time, from wasteful company, and a wasteful atmosphere, you will then be said to be a double light angel. So angel means who is free from all attractions. Attractions of the world, attractions of relationships, attraction of one's own body, attraction of any other bodily person, attraction of positions, and most importantly, attraction of old sanskars. And this old sanskars, Baba is saying, in the form of thoughts, attitudes, and words. When you become free from all the attractions, that is, from wasting time, because these are the greatest of time wasters, from wasteful company, from wasteful atmosphere, then you will be said to be a double light angel. So wasteful company and wasteful atmosphere, then you will be called and angel. So to become angel, one of the most important thing is to remain non-attached. Rather than using the word how to get rid of attachment, people prefer the word how to practice non-attachment. So Baba is saying, these are all time wasters. They wasteful company and wasteful atmosphere. They waste a lot of time. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, those who are good student, smart student, they don't even go to watch sports because they feel it is waste of time. Those who are good students, for them, the only sweetest thing in the world is their study. Except studies, they feel everything boring. So study is the hobbit. Habit and hobby. So, an angel is non-attached. An angel is detached, not only from his own body, but from others. He is not even attached to his own body. That level of detachment is necessary, needed to become an angel. And this, and the greatest of all the detachment is the detachment from old sanskars. And in thought, in attitude, in words. Probably our own habits, our own addictions, our own sanskars are the greatest obstacle in our progress. If we analyze our life situations, there are many people, there are situations, there are circumstances, there are obstacles, hurdles outside. But then, if we analyze deeply, we come to the conclusion that the greatest obstacle is not any person who is outside. I myself am the hurdle. My own habits, my own nature, my own sanskar, my own long-standing habits are the greatest hurdles in my path. So, angel is someone who is detached. Angel is someone who is not attached to anyone. So the question is, how to practice non-attachment? Because all attachments, they waste time. If a person is addicted to another person, this is the greatest form of addiction. Addiction to a person. You want to talk with him, you want to move with him, you want to text him, you want to receive some message from him. Addiction to a person. This is the greatest form of addiction. If you don't call that person in 24 hours, you feel restless. That is a form of addiction. If you don't receive a message from the person in 24 hours, one feels restless. So that is also a form of addiction. Addiction to drugs and things and objects are known, but addiction to a person, this is a form of addiction. So the question is, how to practice non-attachment? Because unless and until this is practiced, one cannot become angel. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, to remember any embodied being is falsehood. To remember the One is the only truth. Whilst to remember any other human being is an act of falsehood, jhoot. So how to practice non-attachment? Yes. How to practice non-attachment? What should we do so that every day should go in that spirit of non-attachment? What should we do? To remember? To remember who I am, who they are, what is their part. Actually, when we get attached to, when A is attached to B, A finds an aura around B and he is unable to see his failings, his weaknesses. He is unable to see his flaws, defects. There is an aura of speciality around A for B, for A. So A is more and more attached to B. So, to know who is he and who I am, no two persons are similar. That is even said in today's Murli, no two sanskars are similar. Every soul has his own sanskar. So know that this is a play which is going on, where all are actors. Each one has a part to play. I cannot afford to get attached to any single person. Because if I get attached to a single person, I waste all my time only on that person, while the rest of the world for which I have come is left out. All my thoughts get focused only on one person, on one object, on one place, on one thing, or one past memory. So, to know the paths of the soul, what else? How to practice non-attachment? Let's focus this attachment to a person. Rather than things, objects and other things, we will discuss it in that sense, that A is strongly attached to B. Now A wants to get detached from B, what he should do? Yes. Remembering Baba, accept this. Soul consciousness. Okay, what else? Soul consciousness, remembering Baba, all relationships, everybody, both of them know. We are talking of two Jnani souls. We are not talking of one is Jnani and another is Ajnani. They both are Jnani, they both are knowledgeable, they both understand knowledge, they both read Murli, or rather they both are teachers. Now tell. They have students and they teach their students how to be detached. Now tell. What thought process? First of all, accept that we are attached. First of all, act attached. That this is ghost. Baba said, five ghosts. That I want to get rid of all this. This is also, most important thing is diagnosis. Diagnosis is important rather than treatment, rather than focusing on treatment, because whatever treatment that will be offered, both of them know the treatment. So, it's not the focus on the treatment, it is the focus on the diagnosis. Diagnosis of five vices. This is very important. So, first thing is realization or acceptance that, yes, somewhere some attachment has come. Then they do, yeah, they do want to change. They should discuss it very clearly that we do want to change. We know that this is a good relation, but we want it to become more pure. Because purity, out of the five aspects which were told in yesterday's recent Murli, the vrat of purity consists of thought, word, deed, connections, relationships, and about eating habits. So, purity has got those five components. So, know that we want to get detached. What else? The qualities that they are having have come from Baba. So this is a very important realization that this quality has come from Baba. Rather than getting attached, rather than getting mesmerized, rather than getting enamored by each other's qualities, they should come to the realization that yes, this quality has come from Baba. This is a donation from above. And the donor is someone else. So, I cannot afford to get attached to particular quality. Some might be a good speaker, a good churner, a good server, or some special skill in particular service. So, it doesn't mean that I should get attached to him. And then, how to get detached? What else? To stop interfering in each other's personal life. Do not interfere in anybody's personal lives. What they are doing, what they are eating, what is their timetable, what do they do, what I have to do with all of those things. There should be space. In psychology it is known as psychological distancing. Always there should be a good enough space between two people, A and B. No matter, even if they are serving, working together, even if they are staying in the same place, in house, in center, in office, or whichever place, there should be a sufficient space to breathe. There should be sufficient space to think, to be alone, and stop being overprotective, overcaring. Otherwise, that itself becomes a pit where one falls. So, space. Not interfering in personal lives. What else? two persons, they want to get detached. And both are jnanis. And both understand. And both every day teach their students the importance of nashto moha. But they themselves are attached. What else? Remember that we are actors. Mm-hmm. But they say that we have our parts together. We are together now. We will be together in golden age. We will be together all the time. So they give spiritual color to their materialistic attachments. This is known as spiritual materialism. There is another word for that. It is known as spiritual materialism. That inside all materialistic things are there, but they will paint it with spirituality so that others do not recognize. Or if somebody is criticizing, immediately they can use this as a shield. So that's a double deception. So that becomes hypocrisy. So this is very subtle, because everyone of us have formed some ways, techniques of self-defense. That if I am criticized, I will immediately say this. If somebody says something to me, I have a very strong point with, a brownie point with me to protect myself. What else? Identify subtle dependencies. Identify subtle digital communications. To be digitally detached for some time is one of the ways to get detached. There is no need to text every day. There is no need to call every day. There is no need to be in constant communication every day. Nothing is going to happen. Get detached for some time. That will help each other, both of them. What is the need to send mail every day? There is no need. So there is an amount of digital attachment. So some digital detachment should come. And they should also realize their own clingings to each other. Why do we cling to each other? Why can't we get cling to Baba rather than clinging to each other? What is this attachment giving me? And find out the flaws, the defects. Find out the damages this relationship is doing. It's definitely wasting my time. It's definitely not something which will be approved by the spiritual laws and injunctions. This is really against the divine commandments. The divine dictates do not endorse such deeper attachments, such relations of togetherness, such relations of intimacy, such spiritual romance. So one must know these subtle dependencies. What else? How to practice? How to get de-addicted from a person? How to get de-addicted? You are addicted to some person. That person may be son, daughter, mother, father, friend, your teacher, spiritual teacher, who teaches Murli every day. That could be anything. Some student, teacher is addicted to student, or student is addicted to teacher. That you want the same teacher every day. When she is not there, I don't find any interest in Murli. Where is she? And when is she going to come from Madhuban? And how long I am going to tolerate this younger sister, whose face I never like to see? And if she is transferred, who did that? I will fight and bring her back. These are all the different forms of attachments. But then we give special color to them so that we can masquerade that attachment. So, what else? Take a little holiday, relationship holiday. Take a small holiday. Because all the damage has occurred because of too much communications. And every communication has resulted into misinterpretation, miscommunication, or every communication has increased the attachment. There is another form of attachment, a negative attachment. There are two attachments, one is positive, another is negative. A hates B and B hates A. This is also an attachment, a negative attachment. A very strong sense of dislike for each other. And both are gyanis. And both teach the chapter of love to their students. But they themselves do not like them. They dislike each other too much. So what they should do in that case? Every meeting results into misinterpretation. Every meeting of reconciliation results in further damage of relationship.
Arguments,
debates. There is an ego conflict going on between the two. So this is also a form of attachment. We know about negative attachment, which is preferable. Positive is dangerous. Positive creates anxiety. Positive creates restlessness. You want to see that person. Where is that person? If that person is not there, you are too much restless. You want that person. And positive attachment, one more thing is no expectation policy. That is also one of the way to get detached. In positive relationships, you have a lot of expectations from that person. You have no attachment, expectations from others. But if you do something good, you want praise from that person. And if that person doesn't praise you, you feel very much depressed. So in negative attachment, there is a hatred, there is a dislike, there is a jealousy. Everything is there. Between two gyanis. So this, which is preferable? This is better. This is still better. But there is a conflict. At least they both are detached in one way. They are attached by all those thoughts, but then still they can remain detached. So this is little preferable. Not otherwise, both are not preferable. Both are not. Both should be avoided. What else? Learn to enjoy solitude. What else? Find out what binds us together. There must be some similar things. And to bring that, to understand the difference in the personalities. Because that difference we get to know after a very long time. For example, husband and wife. Earlier they feel we both are similar. Everything is similar. Two persons are falling in love, they feel both are similar. Our likes, our dislikes, our habits, our hobbies, everything is similar. But after some time they realize, no, things are not like that. He is different, I am different. And after a long time, then they realize, more than 90% we are different. And at the end of the life, they realize this is an absolutely different man. How I got engaged to him, I don't know. There is no point of not even one difference, one similarity between us. He's absolutely different, I am absolutely different. This realization takes 40 years. When they realize this is a mismatch. So to be detached, one should read books on detachment. One should read books on non-attachment. In the Buddhistic philosophies, there are many books specially focusing on non-attachment. In the Indian scriptures, many books focus on non-attachment very much. Our knowledge definitely focuses on non-attachment, but other religions in the world also, some of the mystics or some of the philosophers, their main focus was on non-attachment. And especially Buddhistic philosophies, their main focus is on non-attachment. How to remain detached from everyone, not to get caught in any human being. Baba says name and form, because this becomes like a quagmire. Daldal, where you are bogged down, 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 rather than coming up. So, an angel is someone who is non-attached. And he sees, and the life of non-attachment is definitely a life of blessing. So Baba says, may you be a double light angel who remains free from the attachment of old sanskar. We talked about persons, but even greater than that is old sanskars. Our own sanskars, as I said, the greatest obstacle in our progress, the person who is stopping us from going ahead is I myself. Get out of my path. One should talk to oneself. You old block, what are you doing? Get out of my way. Not to others, but to one's own self. Not to be attracted by any relationships. The relationships, to start relationship is a great attraction. To make somebody your sister, he looks okay, he's my brother. So he's a special brother, and when he becomes a special brother, to send him special Rakhi, and then special Toli, and then special invitation, and then special everything. Because you have made him his brother or your sister. So when such a bond is formed, then you have to remember him on festivals, and then you have to call, and all such things start. And then you have to meet, and you have to make arrangements for meeting, and you have to decide for place, and you have to decide for time. You have to remember his birthday also, otherwise he gets angry. Because even though you are not interested in birthdays, but he has gifted you on your birthday, now it becomes your supreme responsibility to wish him. Otherwise he will say you don't know how to maintain relationships. So angel is somebody who is free from any attachments to the old world, not to be attracted by any relationship, neither of your body nor any bodily person or position. In the similar way, you have to be free from the attachment of old sanskars. Let there not be any attraction to sanskar in any form of thought, word or attitude. So when you become free from all attachment, that is from wasting time, Baba says this is a waste of time. A smart student will never waste time. He doesn't go to watch sports, Baba said today mutely. He is not interested in anything. He feels this is unnecessary. I have wasted my time. Why did I waste my time in all these things? So when you have a goal to reach, when you have a target, when you have a destination to reach, how can you go wander here and there? You have only one thing to see. You can't see anything other than that. And that one destination is the destination of becoming free from all attachments. That will be the final paper. So then you will be called double light. Om Shanti.